Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love, love.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host, and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. If you're looking to become the best version of yourself and heal after heartbreak or after whatever it is that you're going through, you're definitely in the right place. I am so grateful that you found me, and I am so grateful that I get to be a part of your healing journey. If you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. I missed you. Welcome back to another week. I hope your week started off amazing. And today we have a really good episode, so let's just jump right into it, because today we're going to be talking about no contact. And I wish I had this episode 3 years ago when I was going through my breakup. I wish I would have known what no contact was. I wish I would have known how to get through it. I wish I would have known the importance of it. So today we're going to cover it all. And I know that there's a lot of you guys that are currently going through no contact or are struggling with maintaining no contact. And today I'm going to talk about and explain the reason as to why it is so important to stick to it, why it is so important to actually go through no contact, and how you're going to do it. Now, before we get started, besties, I do want to remind you that if you rate the podcast, you can send me a screenshot of your rating via DM to the I Missed Me Instagram account at I Missed Me Podcast, and you will receive a free downloadable PDF. It's 28 Days to Build Healthy Habits, and it is a really good guide on how to build healthy habits. And all you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot of it, send it to me via DM, and you will receive a link automatically. If you're new to I Missed Me, you don't have to do that yet, besties. Listen to all of the episodes, like the podcast first, relate to it, resonate with it, and then you can rate the podcast. But if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, and you haven't rated the podcast yet, I please ask you to please rate the podcast. It literally takes like 5 seconds every day. Just take a screenshot of it, send it to me via DM, and I will send you guys your free downloadable PDF. With that being said, let's get through no contact, besties. What is no contact? Why is it so important, and how am I going to get through it? Because literally the only person that I want to talk to is the person that's hurting me. So it's really, really hard. And I get that mentality. I get that state of being where you can't talk to the person that's hurting you, but at the same time, that is the only person that you want to talk to. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? And that is exactly what this episode is for. Let's start off by understanding why no contact means. And it is generally as little as it sounds. No contact means cutting every single form of contact after you break up or after you have to let go of a person, whether it's a situationship, you were talking with someone, or a breakup. Cutting off every single source of contact so that you and this person do not have any type of relationship anymore and you're actually able to heal separated from this person. Now, the reason why no contact is so important, besties, is because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not, and what's actually happening and what's not. If you break up with someone, but you keep contact with this person, your brain thinks that you're still together with this person. And so obviously healing will take way longer because you consciously know that you've been broken up for a period of time, but subconsciously you don't know that. You can break up with someone in, let's just say, January, but if you've been contacting this person February, March, and April, your brain thinks that you've been together those 4 months, so it hasn't started healing. It hasn't even started going through its healing process or its breakup healing process because you're still in contact with this person, and that for your brain is, okay, we're still together. And that is exactly the reason why no contact also includes stalking, because when you stalk someone, again, your brain doesn't know the difference between what's actually real and what's not. So if you're seeing someone on your screen, your brain is processing that as, I am seeing them in person. That is the psychological reason as to why no contact is so important. Now, the first reminder, besties, is this very cliche Pinterest quote that you hear everywhere, but this is why it's so important. You generally cannot heal in the same environment that hurt you, and that psychologically is extremely true. If you hurt yourself or if you cut yourself in this very dangerous environment, obviously you're going to start bleeding, and for a wound to heal, you have to clean it, you have to treat it, you have to put a band-aid on top of it. And there are absolutely none of these resources that you need to heal in the same dangerous environment where you got hurt. You need to leave so that you can get treatment and eventually heal. And the same happens with a toxic relationship or any relationship that you're going through, any breakup that you're going through, or any situation that you're trying to heal from. You cannot genuinely fully heal where you got hurt because your brain thinks that you're still in the same situation. It has absolutely no rush to heal because in the same toxic situation, you were comfortable. So why would we heal? Like, why would we change? If you're staying here, why would we change if we're surviving? That's today's first very important reminder, besties. You cannot heal in the same environment that hurt you. Number two, you don't actually want to go back because you actually want to go back, but you want to go back because your brain feels safe there. I remember when I was going through my breakup, it was a very messy and confusing breakup because I did not want it to happen. And I told you guys on the last episode that I was begging for a very long time. And it's not my proudest moment. It is very humbling to me, actually. But I was begging for like a good 2-3 months. And this guy was respectfully trying to get rid of me. And it sounds extremely embarrassing now, but follow me on this one, besties. I was begging for a good like 2-3 months. And I remember I would sit in bed, I would FaceTime this man, and I would be like, let's just give each other like a week, let's think about things, and in a week, we can talk things through, we can talk about it, we can figure it out, I'll just give you a week to like breathe, and you know, let's take a little time to heal, and in a week, I'll call you. And then it was just me scheduling calls to fix things. Like, it was, now that I look at it, it was just me scheduling calls to like fix the relationship. And in his mind, it was just like, okay, a week without her. And in my mind was like, okay, a week where I'm going to try to figure out what to tell him next week so that we can finally get back together. It's so embarrassing to imagine, besties, but just trying to be vulnerable here. And so we would hang up and I would be fine for like 2 or 3 days. But the fourth day, I would get the worst anxiety and panic attacks of my life. And that is where my anxiety started. It hasn't left my body in the past 3 years, but that is when it started. I would get anxiety attacks and I would get panic attacks. And I would sit in my bed and I would start hitting myself in the legs because of how much the urge was consuming me of calling him. And that would be every single time that I would cut contact off with him. And that is the reason why it took me so long to actually let him go, because I would be fine for a few days. And then that anxiety came rushing back. That those panic attacks came rushing back. I would literally lug myself in my room and I would start yelling against my pillows of like, why do I want to call a person so bad? Like, why, if I know this person doesn't want to talk to me, why do I feel like such an urge to call him? And then eventually I let him go. Eventually I was able to cut off the contact and eventually, you know, I healed. But I got a lot into psychology before I started this podcast, and I've talked about this before. I started reading a lot about neuroscience, a lot about psychology, and then I understood what the brain is wired for, which I've explained multiple times on this podcast. The brain is wired for survival, and if you get your brain used to surviving in a certain place and with a certain person, when you take it away from your brain, it genuinely feels like it's going to die. I know that I am not the only person that struggles with no contact. And if you are relating to this, where you feel like the worst type of anxiety, where you don't even want to call this person, but that is the only way that you're going to calm your anxiety down, it is not that, besties. It is not that you actually want to call them. It is not that it's going to calm your anxiety down and you're going to be fine for a few days, but then the anxiety is going to come back. It is not the person. It is just the fact that your brain feels like it's going to die without them. And the only way that you're going to be able to prove to your brain that you're not going to die without this person is by showing your brain that you can actually survive without this person. And that is going through no contact. That is the reason why no contact is so important, besties. You have to prove to your brain again that just like you were surviving without them before them, you can survive without them after them. People and relationships can become an addiction. Like, I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off and limited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I have been struggling a lot with caffeine this year, and I have been drinking coffee for the past 4 years, like ever since quarantine started. I hated coffee. I tried Dunkin', I became obsessed, and every single day for the past 4 years I had been drinking coffee. And just like any addiction, at first you can leave it easily, you can think that there's nothing wrong with it, but then after taking something for a certain amount of time, you start realizing like, wow, like I'm actually dependent on something. I hadn't really paid attention to it because if you hear coffee, there's nothing really bad with it. But I started realizing 2 months ago that I would be working in my office and I would get this certain urge to literally leave my house to get coffee. And it was so random, and it was just such a sudden urge of like me working and like in the middle of work, in the middle of editing, being like, you have to go get coffee. And it would be so hard for me to argue against my brain to not leave my house, that I would just leave my house, get coffee, and then come back home and continue what I was doing. I started realizing that pattern of interrupting myself just to get something that I had become addicted to. And that's when I realized like, okay, maybe my brain is actually getting like addicted. Maybe my brain is addicted to coffee. Like I've been drinking coffee for the past 4 years and it had never been an issue like it's being now. I have to do something about it. And so I would stop drinking coffee for like 2 or 3 days. But then the fourth day, I started realizing that my anxiety was through the roof. I was feeling extremely tired, but not being able to sleep because of how much anxiety I was feeling. And I would start getting sudden urges to leave my house and get coffee. And that's when I realized like, okay, this is exactly the feeling that I was feeling when I was going through my breakup. I actually have to quit if I don't want to become dependent on something. And so I was like, okay, for the next month, I am not going to drink caffeine, and I consider myself disciplined enough to be able to drive past Dunkin' every single day and not get it because I know that it is not good for me. And besties, the first few days, it was really, really hard because it was part of my routine. Like I felt like I needed to do it in order to continue my day. And so I had to fight against my anxiety and my urge to go. But a few days after that anxiety and sudden urge would pass, I was feeling with more energy. I wasn't feeling anxiety anymore. And I was being able to wake up without feeling tired. And then eventually I wouldn't even crave it. And I was able to look at Dunkin' and acknowledge it and be like, I acknowledge you. I like you. I love you. I love coffee, but I'm not going to have you because I'm disciplined and because I know what's good for me. Besties, this example is going to sound very, very stupid to you. And I know that coffee does not compare to a relationship or to a breakup, but I am just foreshadowing a situation because for me, it is a big deal. And for me, it is something that I have been struggling with because coffee does, and caffeine does make me feel very, very anxious. So it was something that I was struggling with, but I know it is not the same as a breakup. All I know is that every single addiction starts with pain and ends with pain. And if you want to stop hurting, you actually have to break the cycle. And that is only up to you. No contact is genuinely a decision where you wake up one day and you're like, I have discipline. I know what's good for me. I finally and actually want to stop feeling pain. And if I want to stop feeling pain, I have to stop repeating patterns. Again, it is not about the coffee. It is about the principle of having discipline with yourself. Because only by having discipline with yourself and proving to yourself that you can actually stick to your word and to your promises is how you build your self-worth. And then eventually, knowing that you have self-worth, you can get to a point of self-love. But you can only get to this point by keeping promises with yourself. And no contact, besties, is the biggest promise of self-respect to yourself that you can make. It doesn't mean that you don't love a person anymore, and it doesn't mean that you actually like don't want to talk with them. It just means that you love yourself more, and if they wanted to contact you, they could too. And that there is absolutely no reason as to why, if you love yourself, you would want to take yourself back to a place where you know that you're going to end up being hurt. Now, besties, with all that being said, again, I acknowledge your pain because I've been through it, so I know how hard it is. Here are three reminders if you're going through no contact. Number one, they are not the best that you're going to find. And because of the type of person that you are and because of how hard you try to become the best version of yourself, you deserve the best. The universe never, ever, ever replaces what exits your life with something worse. It just never does, because why would you think that you deserve that? It just replaces what exits your life with something better. And if it's not happening right now, it is just because you have to prepare yourself and you have to work on yourself to be ready to receive the person that is actually meant to be in your life. And the longer that you entertain who is not, the longer that it's going to take for the right person to walk into your life. You do not deserve someone that comes back. You deserve someone who never leaves. And if a person decided to leave, which is the case because you're going through no contact, that is not the person for you. You deserve someone who never leaves. And if they left, they are not the person for you. Number two, and this one is extremely important and it got me through a lot. There is so much more to life. Like, sometimes we make a person and a relationship the center of our lives and we make them our everything. And that is why sometimes it's so hard to let go, because how am I gonna let go of my everything? Like, this person carries every single one of my emotions. How am I supposed to feel now that this person is not here? But there is so much more to life, besties. Like, there are so many people that are looking to love you and that love you already. There are so many places that you love. There are so many things. There are so many, again, people and relationships around you that love you already and that want to see you happy and that want to see you at peace and that bring so much joy to your life, that now, this time that you have not contacting the person that is making you hurt, you have time to appreciate everyone that is actually in your life and everybody that actually wants to see you happy and at peace. Our biggest mistake when it comes to letting go, when it comes to being heartbroken, is thinking so much about the person that hurt us and completely forgetting about the people that actually want to see us okay. When you start appreciating and when you start feeling gratitude about the people that you actually have in your life, you start attracting more people just like them that make you feel exactly that way. Like, happy and at peace and joy, instead of heartbroken and hurt like that person that doesn't want to talk to you. And number three, and I would say most important, besties, remember the way that contact made you feel. Sometimes when we're going through no contact and when we're going through that anxiety again because our brain feels the need to go back, we're only thinking about the way that no contact is making us feel, which is anxious and doubtful and in a lot of question, which is, again, extremely valid. But we forget how contact made us feel. And if you really, really think about it, if you were in a toxic relationship, contact gave you more anxiety than what you're feeling right now. Like, arguing with a person or misunderstanding or constant debating and constant arguing brought you more pain and brought you more anxiety than the uncomfortable peace that you're feeling right now because you're not used to it. When you're struggling with no contact, remember the anxiety that contact made you feel, besties. The pleasure and the quote-unquote peace that you're going to feel contacting them is going to last 1, 2, 3 days. But the problems are going to come back. And the anxiety that you felt while being in the relationship is going to come back. And trust me, besties, it is not a cycle that you want to go back to. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it was helpful. I can make so many more episodes of reminders to get through no contact. Let me know if there's something that you want. But generally, besties, you deserve the best. And if someone decided to leave you, they are not the best that you're gonna find. And you have to be convinced and sure of this so that going through no contact is easier to get through. Again, besties, don't forget that if you want a free downloadable PDF, all you have to do is rate the podcast, send me a screenshot of your rating through DM to @imsbpodcast on Instagram, and you will get immediately a downloadable link with a 28-day guide on how to build healthy habits. Don't forget to follow me on social media @mafiansures everywhere. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media @imsbpodcast everywhere. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, $25 hoodies, nonameproject.co. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode. Again, I love you guys with my whole entire heart. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys on Thursday and next week with our solo episode. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.